JR, good morning to you. It is over to you. So the NBA season ended last year. I think Milwaukee were about $81 when a market first came out and ended up winning the championship. And I think it could be very open once again. Morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys, and good morning to all of our listeners. It's certainly open on the Western Conference. So let's break it down. We'll start with the winner of the East. And with 44 All-Star appearances between them, I have gone with Brooklyn. And I know that they are the favourites, but they have to be the favourites emerging from the East. And this is, of course, barring any injury disaster. They are the best team. Coach Steve Nash has so many other weapons outside of Kevin Durant and James Harden. They've had the additions of LaMarcus Aldridge. Patty Mills was a huge pickup for them coming in. He'll be off the bench, as well as Blake Griffin being back. Now, I have also assumed that Kyrie Irving will not be playing this season as he digs his heels in about this vaccine status. But coming out of the East, a team that I think we all need to keep an eye on, and I do think will make the playoffs, the new look Chicago Bulls. They've added DeMar DeRozan, Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso during the offseason. It's just bolstering their squad. It's finally a team to get excited about again. And as I said, I think they will be making the playoffs. So into the West. The Western Conference is always hard to predict. You could give a case to eight teams. The depth and the quality in the West far outweighs that in the East. And I know the current champion is from the Eastern Conference, but the West still just reigns supreme in terms of overall quality. I've gone with the Warriors. I think Klay Thompson is going to be returning. He's sort of expected to return around December, early January, and he's been absent from the side since he tore his ACL back in the 2019 NBA Finals, and then he suffered an Achilles injury just before last season. So one of their pickups during the offseason was Andre Iguodala. He was their 2015 Finals MVP, and I just think the team aren't getting any younger, and they're going to throw everything at winning the championship. So I see them winning the Western Conference and then facing Brooklyn in the Finals. So when they do get to the big one in the final series, I have gone with the Nets, and I've done this even if Kyrie ends up not playing. I do think that it is going to be the Nets, and I'm predicting this all on the fact that I'm hoping Kevin Durant and James Harden stay healthy throughout the playoffs. If both of them are healthy, they're still the best side without Kyrie. The only thing that would change my mind if something happens to Kevin Durant. If something happens to James Harden but they still have Kevin Durant, they're always a chance. But to me, if Harden and Durant are healthy, it's lights out. They will be the championship winners for next season. If we go into the MVP, I was looking at this, boys, before I actually look at the prices. It's the same as when I do my form for racing. I look at the price last just so that it doesn't skew my thinking. And Luka Doncic is the favourite, and not surprising. He just gets better and better each season. And this year appears he's showing up in the best condition of his career so far. But off the back of me thinking that the Warriors are going to be making it to the NBA Finals, I've gone with Steph Curry. He's $9, and despite not making the postseason, he's proved he's still one of the best. He averaged a career high of 32 points per game. He led the league in terms of three-point made and attempts for the regular season, and he finished third in the MVP voting last season. I just think he's just going to continue his dominance, and I liked that at $9 versus a Luka Doncic at $5.50. And why I didn't include Kevin Durant as the MVP was because I just thought they're going to be really looking after him to make sure that they can maximise the title push for the Nets. So I don't think he'll be in as many games as what we might like to see. And Joel Embiid, he's never played more than 64 games in a season. So that's why I have also not put him as an MVP contender, going with Steph Curry. And Rookie of the Year, guys, I actually read an interesting stat on ESPN where the number one overall draft pick has finished no worse than third in Rookie of the Year voting in the past decade. And when you look at Cade Cunningham at Detroit, he meets the traditional criteria to win this award. He's a capable scorer. He's got, you know, plenty of minutes regardless of his performance is what you'd expect for him. But he is the favourite. If you want to just look slightly wider, Jalen Suggs. So he is at $8. And he may be asked to do a little bit more in Orlando. And he looks set to contribute right from day one. So I just think compared to Cade at $3.25, you can go for a little bit more value at $8 because arguably he's going to have even more of an opportunity to produce. So guys, cannot wait for tomorrow where it all tips off.